Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Encouragement of 12 religious activities. Excellence of salawat. The Prophet sallallahu aleyhi ve alihi ve sellem has said, there will be no shade on the day of judgment except for the throne of Allah azza wa jalla. Three people will remain beneath the shade of the divine throne. Number one, the one who relieves the distress of someone from my ummah. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. Number three, the one who recites salawat upon me abundantly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Inspiring people to do good, a prophetic sunnah. Dear Islamic brothers, inspiring people to do righteous deeds is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was instructed in the Holy Quran as follows. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And give advice, I remind that giving advice benefits the Muslims. Similarly, it is stated in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 65. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu harridil mu'minin. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O conveyor of the unseen news, i.e. Prophet, motivate the believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's encouragement of righteous deeds. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the greatest preacher. Subsequent to the first revelation, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam secretly calls towards righteousness for 3 years. And then this took place publicly. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would inspire people towards this cause in a variety of ways. Individually, collectively, verbally, through his actions, by informing people of the virtues for doing good and warning them of the punishment of the fire. In addition to many other companions, the following embraced Islam due to individual effort. The fourth caliph of Muslims, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada, Sayyiduna Abu Kahafa, the father of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, Sayyiduna Hakam bin Kaysan, Sayyiduna Amr bin Abasa, Sayyiduna Tufail bin Amr Dawsi, to listen about the events regarding these companions radiyallahu anhum embracing Islam. Read Maktabatul Madina's book entitled Infiradi Koshish from pages 27 to 50. Importance of inspiring others to do good. Dear Islamic brothers, calling towards righteousness collectively in the form of a dars, i.e. a reading and speech, for example, has its own blessings. However, the benefits of meeting and persuading people individually are second to none. The renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, proclaims 99.9% of Dawat-e-Islami's work is only possible through individual effort, i.e. advising people separately and encouraging them to do good. Virtues of encouraging righteous deeds. It is stated in the Holy Quran, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And whose speech is better than he who calls towards his Lord and does righteous deeds. Four sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number one, by Allah azza wa jalla, if Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows guidance upon even one person through you, it is better for you than red camels. Number two, الدال على الخير كفاعله. The one who guides towards good is like the one who does good. Number 3. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said that when a person goes to meet his Muslim brother for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a caller calls out saying, "Be happy because this walk of yours is blessed and you have made your abode in paradise." Number 4. A prophet will go to paradise, a siddiq will go to paradise, and whoever goes to the vicinity of a city to meet his brother just for the sake of Allah Almighty, he will also go to paradise. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Good intentions for encouraging righteous deeds. For the sake of Allah, as part of encouraging people to do good, I will advise them to carry out religious activities. After greeting people with salam, I will shake hands in a friendly manner. I will speak whilst keeping my eyes lowered as much as possible. Encouraging people to do good whilst lowering your gaze will increase its efficacy, insha'Allahul Kareem. Intending to follow the sunnah, I will speak with a smile. If advising someone brings about good, I will consider this to be the grace of Allah Almighty and express gratitude to Him. Conversely, if something undesirable occurs, I will attribute this to my lack of sincerity instead of perceiving the person in front of me as being hard-hearted. Qualities to be adopted by those calling towards righteousness. To reap the reward of calling towards righteousness, those who encourage others to carry out religious activities should adopt the following qualities, insha'Allahul Kareem. Their speech will have a greater impact. Good manners. The more well-mannered a preacher is by being the first to greet with salam, being friendly, talking with a smile, controlling one's temperament and caring for others. For example, the more easily people are inclined towards such a person. Well-dressed. People have an aversion to and avoid someone who remains unclean and unpresentable. Socially apt. Speaking carefully based on the circumstances, the renowned spiritual guide, the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatumul Aliyah says, "The one who knows what to say and when to say it is successful." Altruistic, being passionate about wanting good for other Muslims. Seriousness, someone who is frivolous and uses slang language has very little or no impact. Honesty, adhering to the Sharia in matters relating to things such as business, employment, debt, and domestic affairs, for example. Knowledgeable, having the required amount of religious knowledge. Having integrity, to practice what you preach. Pointers for when meeting people. Speak slowly and thoughtfully. Avoid questions that lead to lying. For example, how was the trip? Did you find what I said offensive? Why did you not attend the ijtima? Never interrupt the person with whom you are conversing. Meet with complete confidence. Speak in a respectful manner. Lower your gaze as much as possible. Do not yell. Speak in a moderate tone as required. Comfort the person with whom you are conversing based on the given circumstances. If there is mention of good news, express happiness. If there is sad news, offer consolation. Never criticize something such as the appearance of the person you are meeting. Never engage in disputes and political debate. Instead of scolding someone, gently convey your message. If the person you are speaking to objects or criticizes you, do not react. Instead, show patience and continue the task of calling to righteousness. Avoid useless conversation. Maintain a soft tone. One's tone has a greater impact than words. Take the contact details of the person you are encouraging to get involved in religious work and keep in touch. Do not forget to take down their name. Present a gift if possible. Keep the meeting's duration short. To make the meeting that was held for the purpose of calling towards righteousness more fruitful, act upon the following in relation to the person you met. Stay in touch. Do not ask for any favors. There is a saying in Arabic, Al-Ihsanu yaqta'u al-lisan. Favor hinders the tongue. Do not interfere in any personal and domestic affairs. Offer consolation based on the situation. Do not become unconstrained. Always be mindful of your madani aim. From time to time, send booklets of Maktabatul Madina, the monthly Fizane Madina magazine, and especially the weekly booklets. Accompany him to the weekly ijtima. Try to take him with you in the Madani Qafila. Note, for detailed information on the benefits, virtues and methods of encouraging religious activities, read or listen to the 200-page book of Maktabatul Madina entitled Infradi Koshish Ma'a 25 Hikayate At-Tariya. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 1. Waking up Muslims for Fajr Salah. Waking Muslims up for Fajr Salah, a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. While on his way to offer Fajr Salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to wake up people. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu anhu, used to do the same as well. The fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu, also followed this sunnah. You should also follow this sunnah. Keep waking people up for Fajr Salah. Insha'Allahul Kareem, you will reap many blessings. If you wake others, you will get the privilege of offering Fajr Salah with congregation. You will be rewarded for spreading the call to righteousness early in the morning. All those who you woke up for Salah will receive the reward for their Salah. And insha'Allahul Kareem, this reward will be recorded in your book of deeds as well. You will have the opportunity to walk early in the morning, which is beneficial to your health. According to an Islamic brother, when he started waking people up for Fajr Salah in the winter, it led to such an increase of attendees that tents had to be set up in the masjid's courtyard. Subhanallah. Carrying out this act is not difficult. Wake up 20 to 25 minutes before Fajr congregation, as you will go for Fajr Salah anyway. Wake people up for Fajr Salah along the way. You will reach the masjid, and by the grace of Allah Almighty, also receive the reward for calling towards righteousness. Make the intention that you will wake people up for Fajr Salah, insha'Allahul Kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 2. Quranic circles. Learning the Holy Quran is of utmost excellence. It is mentioned in a hadith to embrace the morning in the state that you are either a scholar or a student of religious knowledge. According to a narration, to learn one verse of the Holy Quran in the morning is better than offering 100 units, i.e. rak'ats, of supererogatory nafal salah. Alhamdulillah, those affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami conduct circles after Fajr Salah to read and listen to Quranic commentary. The following takes place in these circles. Three verses of the Holy Quran are covered with translation and commentary. A dars is delivered from Fezane Sunnat. Recitation of the Shajara takes place. Dua is made. To conclude, the supererogatory Ishraq Salah and Salah Ad-Duha Aichasht are offered. You are requested to attend these circles on a regular basis to read and listen to the Quran with its translation and commentary. Insha'Allahul Kareem, you will be enveloped in blessings and receive the following benefits. According to a hadith, the one who goes to the masjid in the morning to learn about virtues will receive the reward of Umrah. By spending the morning doing good deeds, you will have a prosperous day and receive blessings. You will have the opportunity to acquire religious knowledge early in the morning. The Shajara will provide you with an opportunity to remember the pious people. Devotion for the pious will develop in your heart. You will receive the spiritual attention of the awliya. Your faith will be reinvigorated. Du'as will be accepted by virtue of the awliya, insha'Allahul Kareem. You will receive the honor of following the sunnah by staying in the masjid from Fajr Salah to Ishraq Salah. According to a hadith, the fire of hell will not touch the one who, after Fajr Salah, remains busy in the remembrance of Allah Almighty and offers Ishraq and Salah Ad-Duha. When informing others about these Quranic circles, mention the name and address of the masjid where it is taking place. For example, a Quranic circle is being held in your locality at Masjid Gulzari Medina. You will have the opportunity to listen to and recite the Quran along with its commentary. Please make an intention to offer Fajr Salah there and take part in the circle. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 3. Dars. Masjid Dars. Imparting religious knowledge in the masjid is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam conveyed religious knowledge in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi, and the companions radiyallahu anhum would acquire it. The same has been the practice of the Ummah's great awliya and scholars. Alhamdulillah, those affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami also have the honor of performing this virtuous act. Inform others of the masjid's name where the dars is held and say, for example, in your nearest masjid, Gulzari Habib, a dars is held after Isha Salah. You are requested to attend this dars on a regular basis. You will have the opportunity to gain religious knowledge. You will gain the reward of sitting in the masjid. You will have the honor of being in the company of pious people. If you leave your home with the intention of attending the dars, you will get the reward of walking on the path of religious knowledge. Creation, even the fish in the river, will supplicate for you, insha'Allahul Kareem. Make a daily intention to offer Isha Salah in Gulzari Habib Masjid and participate in the dars. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Chok dars. Dars in a busy place. It is stated in a hadith, seeking knowledge is a farz, i.e. obligation, upon every Muslim. This reveals that it is necessary for every Muslim to gain religious knowledge based on his current situation. Dars is one of many ways for gaining religious knowledge. When inviting others to the dars, you could say, for example, Alhamdulillah, dars is being delivered at 6 p.m. at so-and-so street, for example, Fezane Medina. The duration of the dars is only 7 minutes. You are also requested to attend. Insha'Allahul Kareem, you will have the opportunity to gain religious knowledge and be privileged to be in pious company. Talking and listening about religion is also a part of performing the dhikr of Allah Almighty. By participating in the dars, you will also partake and listen to the dhikr of Allah Almighty in the market. According to a hadith, the one who performs the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the marketplace will be granted one noor, i.e. light, for each strand of hair on the day of judgment. Parable. Two friends were passing through a market. One of them said, "Come, let's perform the dhikr of Allah." Thus, both of them started performing dhikr. After some time, one of them passed away. His friend saw him in a dream and inquired, "What happened?" He replied, "By virtue of the dhikr we performed in the market that day, we were both forgiven." Subhanallah, the mercy of Allah Almighty is great. Make an intention to attend the dars. Our problems will be done away with. Insha'Allahul Kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Home dars. We have been commanded by Allah Almighty. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Save yourselves and your families from the fire. Meaning, believers should acquire religious knowledge themselves and convey it to their family too, so that they are protected from hell. Nowadays, quarrels, disputes, and problems are common in every home. The best solution is to start dars at home. Insha'Allahul Kareem, a religious environment will evolve as a result. If family members are provided with an opportunity to gain religious knowledge, they will develop a mindset to perform good deeds. The young will become respectful and the elderly will become affectionate. One will develop the mindset to refrain from backbiting, tale-telling and many other such sins. One will increase his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, preparation for the afterlife and divine fear. One will have sound beliefs and do good deeds. Insha'Allah. Peace will prevail in the home. Divine blessings will also descend. And if Allah Almighty wills, the entire household will prosper. Parable. An Islamic brother states that his home was replete with sin and heresy. He then began delivering dars at home. Alhamdulillah, the blessing of consistently delivering the 7 minutes home dars bore fruit. All the household began offering salah and became devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You should also keep delivering dars in your home. It is not a difficult task. The books of the leader of the Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, are easy to read. Purchase a book like Fizane Sunnat, or alternatively, download it from Dawat-e Islami's website www.dawateislami.net. You can also save it on your mobile. Read from it daily for 7 minutes. If you keep on delivering dars with seriousness and persistence, insha'Allahul Kareem, you will see many blessings. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. Madrasatul Madina Balighan for Islamic brothers. It is mentioned in a hadith, "The best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it to others." The Holy Quran is the book of Allah Almighty, a divine message from the merciful Allah Almighty towards mankind. But alas, today Muslims are moving away from the Holy Quran. Many people do not know how to recite the Holy Quran correctly, even by looking at it. Those who can recite it also make mistakes in their tajweed and makharij, articulation, due to which salah is not valid. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami's religious movement is leaving no stone unturned in disseminating the teachings of the Holy Quran to the masses. When encouraging people to attend, Madrasatul Madina announced the time and location using the following example while changing the name of the masjid and timings as required. Madrasatul Madina is held after Isha Salah at Jamia Masjid Ghawsiya in your neighborhood. If you want to encourage people to attend Madrasatul Madina Balighan located in the market, then mention the market instead of the masjid. For example, such and such shop in Medina market at such and such time. The class duration is only 45 minutes. If Madrasatul Madina is located in the market, then say only 35 minutes. Recitation of the Holy Quran is also taught with correct tajweed and qiraat. Farz ulum, i.e. knowledge that is necessary to acquire, is also taught. Sunnahs and manners are also taught. Students have the opportunity to listen to the translation and commentary of the Holy Quran. You are also requested to kindly attend. Insha'Allah al-Kareem, you will gain abundant blessings. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. Weekly ijtima, i.e. congregation. To invite others to attend the ijtima, the following can be said with amendments made as required. Every Thursday after Maghrib Salah, there is a weekly ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami at Fizan-e Madina, wherein recitation of the Holy Quran, Naat, a Sunnah-inspired speech, dhikr, and touching dua are made. You are requested to participate in the weekly ijtima punctually. Those who attend a religious gathering and perform dhikr are honored. According to a hadith, even the one who sits in their company does not remain unfortunate. Alhamdulillah, dhikr is performed in the weekly ijtima. Religious knowledge is acquired. One gains the privilege of sitting in the company of pious people and spending time in the masjid. Heading towards a religious gathering is considered as treading in the path of Allah Almighty. If you attend the weekly ijtima, the duration from when you leave home until your return will be classed as time spent in the path of Allah Almighty, insha'Allah al-Kareem. Make an intention to attend the weekly ijtima every Thursday from beginning to end without fail. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Weekly Madni Muzakara. The renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, is a great scholarly and spiritual figure of the present era. He is a wali of Allah Almighty. The Honorable Shaykh holds a Madni Muzakara every Saturday after Isha Salah. There, the Prophet's devotees from all over the world ask questions on various topics, such as tafsir, hadith, sharia, and tariqah. The Shaykh then answers their questions. This Madni Muzakara is broadcasted live on Madni channel. Madni Muzakara is an excellent way for one to reform himself for the better in terms of beliefs and actions. Alhamdulillah, until now, hundreds of non-Muslims have accepted Islam after watching the Madni Muzakara. Millions of people who never used to offer salah have started to do so consistently. Thousands of hearts have changed. You were also requested to watch the Madni Muzakara. Insha'Allah, religious knowledge will be acquired. Divine love will be obtained. Devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam will increase. Hatred of sins will develop. Passion for carrying out good deeds will be evolved. And one's manners and character will also improve. To encourage others to watch the Madani Muzakara, the following can be said with changes made as required. Make an intention to watch the Madani Muzakara every Saturday after Isha Salah. You can also watch the Madani Muzakara from home with your family on Madani Channel. Arrangements have been made to watch the Madani Muzakara collectively at Brother Ghulam Rasool's home. It is recommended to watch the Madani Muzakara there. This will prove conducive to become steadfast. InshaAllah al-Kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 7. Area visit. The purport of a hadith is that hellfire will not touch the feet which get covered with dust in the path of Allah Almighty. Leaving the house to enjoin good and forbid evil is also treading in the path of Allah Almighty. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam used to visit the markets to call people towards righteousness. He would visit different tribes as well. Those affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami also try to act upon this. A call to righteousness is given by visiting every house and shop. People are invited to come to the masjid and offer salah. This is referred to as area visit. To encourage others to participate in the area visit, the following can be said with necessary amendments. You are also requested to join the area visit along with the Prophet's devotees. InshaAllahu al-Kareem, you will have the honor of acting upon the sunnah of the Prophet's alayhimus salam. You will get the reward of propagating the call to righteousness. As mentioned in a hadith, the one who shows the path to goodness is like the one who performs good. By virtue of us inviting towards righteousness, even if one person becomes pious and offers salah, we will have accomplished something great. Every Wednesday after Asr Salah, there is an area visit in the neighborhood near Fizane, Medina. You are also requested to come and participate. Offer Asr Salah in Fizane, Medina, and then we will go together to invite people to righteousness. Immense reward will be gained. InshaAllahu al-Kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. Itikaf on a holiday. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, has given us a Madani aim. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah. To fulfill this aim, the Prophet's devotees of Dawat-e-Islami go to villages and rural areas to spread the call to righteousness. On Fridays or Sundays, Islamic brothers go to suburban villages. Nafal itikaf is observed in the masjid. People are invited to righteousness. You are also requested to join. InshaAllahu al-Kareem. You will have the opportunity to gain religious knowledge. You will have the privilege of gaining the reward for calling to righteousness and have the honor of walking for the sake of Allah Almighty. We learn from a hadith that the feet which get covered with dust in the path of Allah Almighty will not be touched by hellfire. A hadith states that the person who goes to a city's vicinity to meet his brother just for the sake of Allah Almighty is given glad tidings of paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 9. Reading the weekly booklet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Al-ilmu bit-ta'allumi ilm. Knowledge is gained through learning. One of the great calamities of the present era is that people are drifting away from religious knowledge. There is no inclination towards reading religious books. In the past, people had an interest in religious books. They used to read books day and night, so they had a lot of religious knowledge and lived a righteous life. Alhamdulillah, the religious movement of the Prophet's devotees, Dawat-e-Islami, is spreading the light of religious knowledge to every home. the founder of Daut-e-Islami, Maulana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya himself, is very fond of religious knowledge and also encourages the Prophet's devotees to read religious books. He advises reading a religious booklet every week. These booklets are brief and can be read in a few minutes. You are also requested to read them. Doing so will be extremely beneficial, insha'Allah al-Kareem. Your knowledge of religion will increase, and you will gain reward for attaining religious knowledge. Reading a religious book also helps open one's mind. It enhances vision, wisdom is acquired, thoughts are purified, and vigor is added to life. According to the latest scientific research, reading books protects against mental diseases. Make an intention to read the weekly booklet every week without fail. The leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, also blesses those who read the weekly booklet with various du'as. If we read the weekly booklet, the du'a of this wali will be accepted in our favor, and we will be successful in this world and the hereafter. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Number 10. Pious deeds. Allah Almighty has stated, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And every soul must see what it has sent ahead for tomorrow, i.e. the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said, the intelligent person is the one who carries out self-accountability and prepares for after death. The best way to reform and protect ourselves from Satan is to contemplate our habits, character and actions. In the present era, the leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, has provided for us an easy way to reflect on our deeds in the form of the Pious Deeds booklet. Preachers should keep this booklet with them and introduce others to it when required. The Pious Deeds booklet contains 72 questions and answers for adult Islamic brothers. Beneath every question, there are 30 or 31 check boxes. After reading the questions daily, one is to carry out self-accountability and mark the checkboxes. This is the best way to spend life in accordance with Islamic teachings. Countless people have changed for the better because of it. You are also requested to buy this booklet. Perform self-accountability, insha'Allah al-Kareem. It will yield tremendous benefits by reforming manners, improving character, and bettering habits. By virtue of it, one can attain steadfastness in good deeds, develop hatred for sins, enlighten the heart, and increase the love for Allah Almighty. Other benefits include having devotion to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, enhancing one's spirituality and reflecting on matters of the hereafter. There is also a mobile application entitled Nek Amal. Install this application on your mobile. Moreover, make the intention to fix a time to fill it in on a daily basis. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Number 11. Madani Qafila. It is a sunnah of the Prophets alayhimus salam to invite towards righteousness and bear hardships in this path. Religious work is only possible by enduring hardships and making sacrifices. The Honorable Prophets alayhimus salam, companions radiallahu anhum, and pious people used to leave their homes to call to righteousness. They would visit faraway lands and emigrate to other countries. Extreme hardship was endured to spread the message of Islam. It is because of our pious predecessors' sacrifices that Islam has reached us. Dawat-e-Islami is also following in the footsteps of the pious predecessors to disseminate the message of Islam all over the world. Millions of the Prophet's devotees travel from country to country, city to city, and village to village in the form of a Madni Qafila, spreading the call to righteousness. Due to the blessings of the Qafila, many have accepted Islam by reciting the Shahada. The lives of millions have transformed for the better. Alhamdulillah, the Madni Qafilas travel all year round for 3 days, 12 days, 1 month and 12 months. You are also kindly requested to travel with the Madni Qafilas. You will receive many blessings, insha'Allahul Kareem. The participants of the Madni Qafila are taught Fard Ulum and Sunnahs, and they also have the privilege of offering Tahajjud Salah. Opportunities to spread the call to righteousness are presented. There are also hundreds of instances of du'as being accepted, calamities being averted, and diseases being cured due to the blessings of the Madni Qafila. A group travelling in a Madni Qafila were honoured by seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in their dream, whereby he offered them encouragement. We should travel in the Madni Qafila too. May we be blessed with the privilege of beholding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in our dream. Plan to travel in the Madni Qafila at least 3 days a month. It would be great if those who intend to travel presented their names now. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 12. Madni courses. It is stated in a hadith, be a scholar or a student, or at least the one who loves the scholars. Do not be the fourth one, otherwise you will be ruined. May Allah Almighty protect us from being ruined. Dawat-e-Islami is a religious movement dedicated to spreading the light of Islamic knowledge. Every Muslim should at least learn the fard branches of knowledge, such as the essentials of wudu, ghusl, salah, funeral salah, fasting and zakat. Dawat-e-Islami is strongly committed to this. To attain this goal, Dawat-e-Islami offers a variety of short courses such as the 7-day Fizan-e Namaz course, 7-day 12 religious activities course, 7-day deeds reformation course, and numerous other courses as well. You are also requested to complete these short courses. You will receive many blessings, insha'Allahul Kareem. Seeking religious knowledge will enable you to please Allah Almighty. There will be blessings in your sustenance and you will gain a treasure of religious knowledge. The mindset for doing good deeds will develop. This will enable us to carry out the worship of Allah Almighty in a proper manner, thus resulting in abundant blessings, insha'Allahul Kareem. Short courses are also advantageous due to a lot being covered without it being burdensome. For example, Salah has numerous rulings with many books written on this topic. However, how can people like us read such dense books? How can we make time for this? That is a simple alternative. Enroll on a 7-day Fizani Namaz course where the summary of these books is taught. Here, you will be in a religious environment alongside pious people, which has its own blessings. When encouraging others to enroll on such courses, the following can be said with amendments made as necessary. The 7-day Fizani Namaz course at Alami Madani Center, Fizani Madina, Karachi, is starting on state the date. You are requested to enroll on it. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Method to safeguard against satanic tricks. Saying of Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatmul Aliyah, acquiring religious knowledge is crucial to protect oneself from satanic tricks and to develop the ability to recognize them. It is advisable to surround oneself with devout followers of Rasul and consistently engage in the 12 religious activities of Dawat-e-Islami. By doing so, one will become more adept at identifying Satan's tricks. Consequently, inshallah, avoiding these tricks will become easier. However, it is essential to put in effort rather than merely desiring the outcome. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.